The Lie That Made God Nameless. What Many Believe. We have gained no consensus as to whether we can even speak of the name of God, and if so, what that name might be. Professor David Cunningham, Theological Studies. The Truth from the Bible. God said, "I am Jehovah, that is my name." Isaiah 42:8. Jehovah is a Hebrew name that means He causes to become. Genesis 2:4. Footnote. Jehovah wants us to use His name. Call upon His name, states the Bible. Make known among the peoples His dealings. Make mention that His name is put on high. Isaiah 12:4. Jesus used God's name. In prayer, Jesus told Jehovah, "I have made your name known to them," Jesus' disciples, "and will make it known." Why did Jesus make the divine name known to his disciples? He continued, "In order that the love with which you, God, loved me may be in them, and I in union with them." John 17:26. Why it matters. A man who does not know God by name does not really know Him as a person, wrote theologian Walter Lowry, and he cannot love Him if he knows Him only as an impersonal force. A man named Victor attended church weekly, but he did not feel that he really knew God. "Then I learned that God's name is Jehovah, and it was like an official introduction to Him," he says. "I felt as though I had finally met the one about whom I had heard so much. I came to see him as a real person and to develop a friendship with him." Jehovah, in turn, draws close to humans who use his name. Regarding those thinking upon his name, God promises, "I will show compassion upon them, just as a man shows compassion upon his son who is serving him." Malachi 3:16-17. God also rewards those who call upon His name. The Bible says at Romans 10:13, "Everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah will be saved." End of article.